Okay, today's daf is Tamai Daf Yud Beis. The last full daf here in the first parak. And Hashem, next time we finish off the first parak. So we are on Yud Aleph from Abeis. And again, this Misach Tashirim is sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel and Avram and Dvorah Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship. So we just spoke about the bracha of Pidyon Meiser Sheni and Chila Meiser Sheni. We did not get into the big discussion of the Rishonim, Imsachem Daf Zayin. When do you say Li and when do you say Al? That whether you can, look at the lumdis about the mitzvos. Every Rishon has their different rules, right? Right, the Rush and the Riva and the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tam, right? That's the there are different rules about when to say Al, when to say Le, and there's fascinating discussions relating to that, but we'll leave that for now. We'll see later on if there is time. But the Gemara says, Im hiktim sheni l'rishon im b'kaklum. Right? The Gemara says that if somebody went out of order in the hafrashos of Demai, right? Remember, Demai is Mishum Safek. And what do we have to take off? Basically, we have to take off Meiser Rishon, but keep that for myself. But the Trumas Meiser from the Meiser Rishon goes to the Kohen. And then I take off Meiser Sheni, and I designate that, and that's going to go to Yerushalayim. And then Meiser, if it's a Meiser on a year, then I could keep that for myself. So what if I went out of order? If you went out of order, you know, it's Eimbekaklum. We said before that Eimbekaklum means that you didn't violate in terms of your Vidu Meiseros, that you're going to have to say that you did everything right. It's not so bad. And the Gemara says, is that only B'di'evad? Bisha Avar. We're in Yudal from a base, four lines to the bottom. Bisha Avar. Hot Betchilo Lo. So the first day of the Gemara says that L'chadchilo, you're still supposed to go in order. Right? It's only B'di'evad. Even though if it's not a real afrasha, it's only mishum safig, still, you should go in order to lachadchila. Rabbi Ba Breda, Rabbi Chia Barva, Rabbi Chia B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, mutalakdim sheni l'rishon b'demai. No, even lachadchila, you could be makdim maiser rishon to maiser sheni when it comes to demai. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Achav, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Levi, lo yasin. No, not lachadchila, b'masa, masha asa asa. If you did it, you did it. There is a question about the girsos here. Some have the girsa of Yaakov Bar Acha Bar Idi, which would be a triple. That's very unusual. One of the Achronim point out in the back, we usually don't have a son and father and grandfather. Right, it's usually just the father and the son, but that would be a triple if that is the girsa. But l'chadchila, as we know, we're supposed to do the right order. The Rambam Paskins here, like the day, if you want to look in the Rambam Hilchos Meiser, Parak Tes Halacha Vav. Just find it. The Rambam says Parak Tes Halacha Vav, again, one of the coolest of Demai. Umutar Lahafresh Meiser Sheni Kodem Rishon B'Demai. Mutter. Mutter sounds like Lechadchila. Vimratza Omer Meiser Sheni Shalber Selu B'Tzvonam Obudromam Hariyu Mechula Alamos V'chulus. Rambam Paskins, even Lechadchila, again, another Kula of Hafrasha. Generally, the order of Hafrasha, though, is important, and it's even a mitzvah. It's even a mitzvah, and it's an Issur Daraisa. I think we mentioned this a few days ago. An Issur Daraisa, not to do things in order. That's the pasuk of Molayaschava Demacha Lo Sa'acher, right? The pasuk in Mishpatim, or as the Sefer Achinuch calls it, the pasuk in. Actually, this is still Mishpatim, right? I'm not sure if this is Mishpatim or the second half. The Sefer Achinuch has two parshias, Mishpatim and Im Kesef Talveh. Right? He has a second a parsha. We have them together, but there were some differences in the breakups. That the Rishonim have. Let me just see. This one is Mitzvah Ayin Beis. So that's already in. Yeah, that's in Parsha Im Kesef, according to the Chinuch. But the Chinuch says in Mitzvah Ayin Beis, Shalon Akdim Chukei Atfua Ksasim Al Ksasim. We're not supposed to go out of order. El Shanotziem Beseder. Right? The order, the Seder. Right? You have Tevel, and as we know, the order, what do we do first? First, Bikurim in a time of Bikurim, even though Bikurim does not create Tevel. Right? We quoted, that's one of the 2 days in Tosfos, whether Bikurim is a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz, litmus test might be it does not create Tevel. If you don't give Bikurim, it doesn't leave it with Tevel, but everything else does leave Tevel. Truma first, and then Meiser Rishon, and Truma's Meiser from the Meiser Rishon, and then Meiser Sheni. What's the message of the mitzvah of doing it in order? Mishar Shea Mitzvah says the Chinuch, Ki Beheyasos Hadvarim Al Sidron, Lo Yavah Boem Ha'ir Bevatos. Because you won't lead to mistakes and and not being able to know exactly how much he's supposed to take off. We're going to talk about this, Bezeshem and Amad Beis today. But you don't want to mix up. He's supposed to take 10% of this. And if you go in order, let's mention this now, it'll come up. If you go in order, we learned this in Meseches Peah, that once you go in order, then the later Hafrashas aren't Mechuyev in the earlier Hafrashas. Because this is the order he's supposed to go in. I mean, once you have Maaser Sheni, Maaser Sheni is not Chayev in Maaser Rishon. Because Maaser Rishon is earlier in the order. So whatever's early in the order takes care of what's ever later in the order. But Maaser Rishon is Chayev and Maaser Sheni, meaning if I, you know, that in that the later idea, I have to make sure to take off Maaser Sheni for the field. So if I go in order, won't lead to mistakes. Uksheinam naasim came yatoas nimsav emtam. There'll always be mistakes. How much? Ubiososa trumos vamaisos davar gadol b'kiyam adas, and it's very important in terms of keeping society going. Tzivanu Hashem yizbarach li zarbem harbe shelo yavo b'cheshbon l'ditos la'olam ubishamanu tov mizeh mina mekubalim nekabel. This is the best I can come up with, says the Chinuch. You know that it'll lead to mistakes, but the message could be to be orderly in life. Right, the message to be is right. The quotes Rabbi Menachem Abavli quotes here in the footnotes that it'll be a zilzul to the Kohen. Right, if we mix things up, you want to do the Levi before the Kohen, you know. So it's maybe it's a zilzul of the Kohen. The Menachas Chinuch has a fascinating suggestion here. Menachas Chinuch in Oz Dalet. What if I messed up? What if I messed up? I did the Maaser Sheni before the Maaser Rishon. Regular, not Tamai. Tamai, we just say Alechad Chili, you could do it. But what if I messed up? So, I violated an Isadar Aisa. Ah, I could be Shoel on the Hafrasha, and then it'll come out that I didn't do the Avera. I'll go to a Chacham, I'll be Shoel, Hafrasha is like a Neder, so I'll be Shoel on the Hafrasha, and then if I can do that, maybe, says the Menachas Chinuch, maybe I have to do that. Maybe I have to undo my avera. Ubehiktim she'aver alosa say mikam akom, says the Menachas Chinuch. Im shoel lachacham ala afrasha memela hadra lativla memela, it returns to be tevel velo avar, and then memela I didn't violate. V'ze pashut, he assumes it's a davar pashut that if you're shoel on the afrasha, you did not do the avera. Right? Hashem looks at it keilu there was tshuva, it's undone. Im kain. Maybe there's a mitzvah then. Maybe it's a davar sheyesh lamatirin because it won't be bata, because you have a way out. Anyway, that's the suggestion of the Menachas Chinuch. This is not so pashut. If you look in the Menachas Asher, the new Menachas Asher ala Torah, 500 simanim. In the new Menachas Asher ala Torah, he's very proud, and he thinks it's a major, but in the new one, I think it was in the old one too, it's in the new one in Siman Pei Tes, he says, Nistapakti, if somebody ever violated a sin, v'yesh biyado l'sachno l'mafreya u'levat lokilu lohaya, if I ever did an avera and I somehow could undo the avera, ha'im mitzvah l'vlasos kein, do I have a mitzvah to undo the avera that way? Oshema eina ada mitzuva ella shalolachto. Or there's only a idea of not to sin. V'imchata chayalashu b'tshuva v'negadosh baruchu. If I sin not through tshuva, I don't look for petence, as they would be called, to get out of it. You know, if somebody's wife was mizane, maybe he could make a shliach to give a get, and then be mevatel the get. And the chachamim say, if you do that, afkinu rabbanos lushi b'nei, you were never married, and then she wasn't an eshes eshes. And she wasn't married, she's not chayimisa, she didn't do anything wrong. Right, the midaraisa. Do we have a chiyuv to do that? I have a way to solve the aver. There, it's two different people involved. You don't find that anywhere. You don't find that anywhere that one has a chiyuv to do it. If somebody is shchut echutz, somebody shechs a karban outside the base of Mikdash, I could be shoal on the hakdasha than it was on a karban. You never find any of this discussion in Chazal, because it must not be true. It must be not, that's not what the Torah wants from me. Would it work? That's a good kasha. What? If I was shoel on the, like the Minchas Chinuch kasha, if I was shoel on the frasha, would Hashem really look at it as, I'm a tzaddik gomer, I never did anything wrong? Without any tshuva? That's hard. Remember the Gemara says in Nazir Chaf Gimel, I think, about somebody who thinks he's eating not kosher, and he ends up eating kosher, he still has to do tshuva. Right, like the woman who made a neder and her husband was made for the neder and she didn't know about it. So that needs hafara, kapara. Surely if you actually did an avera. But it's still, you need tshuva. Right, the language of the Menachas Chinuch is that, you know, you're done. Akilu, you didn't do the avera. So I don't know if we would have to go that far. But he discusses here that we never find such a concept that you'd have to be, go through this. But What happens if you already did the aver, but there's a different way to fix it, right? What if I violated borer? I took psolas mitoch ochel, right? For borer, we know you need the big three: ochel, yad, la'alter. You need all three. What if I took psolas? I took out the black jelly beans because I hate them. So I violated an issa daraisa, but I have them in my hand. So maybe I should force myself to eat them. So then it'll come out that it will be ochel, and then mamela, when I violated borer. Do I have to do that? So let's say I did it. Does it solve the problem? When I actually was borer, I didn't want them. So one might say that it's too late. Even if you're, but upstairs, what does it look like for the outsider? I picked up the black jelly bean, I put it into my mouth and I ate it. Right? From the time that I took it out until my mouth. So is that good enough? Again, this is all part of this larger issue about that Minchas Chinuch. He's the one that brings it up in Mitzvah Ayin Beis, relating to saving the Isser of going out of order. Okay, let's continue. We'll talk a little bit more about Maaser Sheni in a little bit, but let's continue now. Says the Gemara, there are many different pshatim, what the next five words mean. So we're going to go with the Gra on this whole daf. The Gra on this whole daf, we'll see on a base, the whole girsa is switched. But the Gra seems to have the most connected to the words itself. So Ma'alikava Sheni b'makam Rishon. What happens if you went out of order? By Tamai, right? You did the Maaser. Either you hold the Charchila that you can, or that you didn't. You took off Maaser Sheni. Is there a way to make that Maaser Sheni also into Maaser Rishon? Could you like double up? Because it's not really Vadai. Says the Gra. Look in the Gra in the Ksav Yad Beis. Im mutter l'kvoa Maaser Rishon me osa sa'a atzma she'asa mikode Maaser Sheni. Kodem l'Rishon. You did Maaser Sheni first. Fahari hu betivla lo Maaser Rishon. Right, because this Maaser Sheni is considered tevel lagabe Maaser Rishon. Remember we said, if you do Maaser Rishon first like you normally do, then the Maaser Sheni has no shaychus to the Maaser Rishon. The Maaser Rishon is totally finished in this sa'ah, in this pile, because you already do off Maaser Rishon. So the Maaser Sheni has nothing to do with the Maaser Rishon. But here you did the Maaser Sheni first. So if you took the Maaser Sheni first, could you take the Maaser Rishon from the Maaser Sheni? Look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky. He expands on this also. Laman da amar de motel akdim midmai, according to the one who says that you're allowed to be makdim, or if you did it by accident, either way, umishum shekola kodem echaveo mischayebo, like we learned in Meseches Peah, if you did Maaser Rishon first, then of course you can't take Maaser Rishon from the Maaser Sheni, because there is no Maaser Rishon that's still shayach. But if you did Maaser Sheni first, so what do we say? Right, this Maaser Sheni is not, it's still tevel agabe Maaser Rishon. So you gotta take some Maaser Rishon from it. This is the question, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, based on the Gra. This Maaser Sheni that I was mafresh mi suffik because of demai. Can I make that Maaser Sheni into Maaser Rishon? Ulamanda Amar Maaser Sheni Mama Gavoa Delavdi Dehu. And according to the one that says Maaser Rishon is not yours, Delechala Maaser Rishon, I'll call a creamy boyle. And the Shaila is according to that opinion that maybe Maaser Rishon is not yours. Why? Maushe Yifte V'yachzor Yaseb Rishon. The Shema, can I now be poed to the Maaser Rishon onto money and then use that same grain to take that Maaser Sheni, be poed it onto money, switch the Kedusha, and then make that Maaser Sheni into Maaser Rishon? Can I do that? Shema kima chaisa bo kedushas Maaser Sheni shuvenu yachal asos Rishon. Maybe you can't. Maybe once you made a Maaser Sheni, you can't make a Maaser Rishon anymore. I could switch. Usually Maaser Sheni has nothing to do with Maaser Rishon. It's mufka. But here, this Maaser Sheni is chayev in Maaser Rishon because you did it out of order. So that's the question. Ma'al lekava Sheni b'makam Rishon. So the Gemara says, Rav Yossi ben Shaul Aisi le'arise, peirei, Rav Yossi ben Shaul, his sharecropper brought him fruit of demai, amar lei, save a kava sheni, he sold him, go and take Maaser Sheni from it, chaz of amar lei, save a kava rishon. And then he says, and take Maaser Rishon from the same thing. Meaning, he says yes. He says, you can do both. And what does that teach me? So we take out the next six words. Hada amra, shemotel kava sheni b'makam rishon. Right, so you see, you could take the same grain, the same hafrasha that you took off from Maaser Sheni. So then, as Rav Chaim Kanievsky explained, I could be poed to it and then make the same grain into Maaser Rishon. Good. Let's continue a little more. Ula bar Yishmael b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, poter hu adam es tivlo. A person could poter his tevel. This means demai. right? He kapadir is demai, bisa'acha shel tevel. Rabbi Yochanan agrees with what we just said. With one sa'ah. If I have demai, I could use one sa'ah and take care of everything. Remember, the meiser ani, I keep for myself. I don't need to take anything. The meiser rishon, I'm going to keep for myself, really, but not to make it, to make the trumas meiser from it. But I could use one. Ketzer devoso, what does he do? Maybe sa'achas shel tevel, you take one, va'osa osa sheni, make it into meiser sheni, right, do it out of order, upode osa, and then be podit. And now, that one that you made into meiser sheni is now chulin again. Because you have the money that you're going to bring up. V'chozer v'osa, the girsa, meiser sheni, mumakam acher, right, or not even mumakam acher. So or if you have demai b'makam acher that you bought from the same amaretz, you could do it from makam acher. But either way, you can do the same thing. Use the same saw, as we said, as Rav Gnevsky explained, based on this gemara right here, you could have meiser sheni, and then use that same saw for meiser rishon. Usually, if it's vadai, mamon gavoa, then maybe you would say you can't do that. Right, you can't do that into your own personal. If you say it's mama gavoa, possibly. But that's what the Gemara says. Meiser sheni in general, just to keep in mind, is supposed to be something inspiring by going to Yerushalayim. Right, the pasuk says, not too many, mitzvos that the pasuk itself says that this mitzvah leads to Yerushalayim. Right, not too many. Right, the pasuk says, you go to Meiser sheni, you bring it to Yerushalayim, it says in Sefer Dvarim that it's gonna lead to, seeing Yiras Hashem. How does it lead to Yiras Hashem? So if you look in Tosfos in Baba Basra on Daf Chaf Aleph, based on the pasuk of Kimitzion Teitzei Torah, the pasuk Tosfos says, "Lefi shehu roek kedusha gedola vekohanim oskim ba'avoda havi mechavin libo yoser liyiras shemayim velo motora." When I see the Kohanim focused and being zaris in their avoda, and it's going to lead me to Yirat Shemayim and Talmud Torah. Kid to Darshin and Bisifri, like the Sifri Darshins on the Pasuk. Laman Til Madli Yira, Godol Meiser Sheni, Shemevi Leidei Talmud. Meiser Sheni, going to Yerushalayim and being inspired by the Kohanim, could lead to Yirat Shemayim and Torah. Lefishaya Omi Birushalayim, Ache Yocha Meiser Sheni Shelo, Vahaya Roe, Shekulam Oskim Melecha Shemayim, Uba Avoda, so he also gets inspired to do that. So just being in Yerushalayim is inspiring, and that's how Meiser Sheni leads to Yerushalayim. Because I'm when I'm surrounded by people who act in that way, so it just leads to amazing shaping of my religious personality. And that's similar to what the Sefer Chinuch says. But the Sefer Chinuch goes one step further. Not only are you going to be inspired, you're going to bring it back home. You're going to bring it back home to your house, right? The Gemara, the Sefer HaChinuch says in mitzvah, where's the mitzvah? Did I bring it? Yeah. The mitzvah, I think, is at the end of Vayikra. The mitzvah of Meiser Behema. Shin Samach. The Sefer HaChinuch says there, you have to bring your Meiser Behema up until, Meiser Behema does not go to the Kohen. Me'ikir Hadin. Right? It's yours, Meiser Behema. You bring it up to Yerushalayim and you eat it. Bechor goes to the Kohen. But Meiser Behema, you have to bring to Yerushalayim, says the Sefer HaChinuch. What's the emphasis? And this applies to Meiser Sheni, this applies to Ravai, Mishar Shia Mitzvah. Shakel Baruch Hu Bachar Ba'am Yisrael, V'chavit L'man Tzidko Lios Kulam Oskei Taraso, V'yodei Shemo. Hashem wants all of us to be refined, spiritually perfected individuals. U'vechach Maso Mashcham B'mitzvah Zu L'man Yilmudu Yichu Musar. Ki Yodei Elokim, Shiro B'nei Adam Nimshacham Achra Chomer Apachos, B'shagam U'basar. Hashem knows we're involved in Gashmias, we're pulled in so many different directions in life. It's hard for us to be spiritually high. I'm not going to be always focused. Alkein Sivev Bitfunaso, Hashem in His infinite wisdom made it. One place that's going to be inspiring. She'ein Safek, Ki Kol Adam Nimshach, Likvo Diraso, Bimakom She Mamono Sham. Right? People are going to be everywhere. People are pulled to the place where they can make a parnasa, right? So therefore, they're not going to all live in Yerushalayim, the spiritual center. And therefore, Hashem made a certain number of mitzvos to force us to go there every couple of times a year. V'lachein behealot kolish meiser, kol bakar v'tzon shalo, shana, b'makam she'esek ha'chachma v'torah, sham, He's going to have to bring it up. V'hi Yerushalayim, Shasham Sanhedrin, Yodei Das, U'mevini Mada, U'kamoke Nale L'sham Meiser Tfuasenu, Bar B'Shnei Yishmita, in year 1, 2, 4, and 5, we're also going to have to bring our Meiser Sheni, Kamoshi Yadua, V'chei Neta Ravai, so we have Meiser Behema, and we have Meiser Sheni, and Neta Ravai, I'll call upon him, O Yelech Sham Bala Mamon Atzmo Lo Motara, either the Malabayas will go, O Yishlach L'sham Echad Mibanav, or one of his kids will go. And they'll be inspired, but then, that's what Tosfos said, but then the Chzei Rechanech says, Umitokach yekbechol bayis ubayis mikol Yisrael ish chacham yodei Torah. That person, if it's the balabayis, if it's the son, whoever went, they're going to come back and they're going to be mashpia. It's like one person goes and starts becoming inspired, they're mashpia and they inspire the whole family. Asher yilmad b'chachmaso kol beis aviv uvechein timale haaretz das es Hashem. It's kind of like sometimes we find that you have a child who's inspired. A child goes to Israel and they come back and there's a hashpa. There's a hashpa. If one person is becoming more connected, then the whole family can become collected. If there's one rabbi, if there's one spiritually connected family, it's not the same. But here, you're going to force every family. Somebody's going to have to go with the Meiser Sheni and the Meiser Behema v'chulu, and that is what is inspiring for us. Okay, let's get back to our discussion. So what did we just say so far? And the rest of the daf is just one question on this. We just said that you could use your Meiser Sheni, Meiser Rishon, you could use the same saw. You could use the same item for Hafrasha. So Nachas Ula L'Taman, Ula went down to Bavel Taman, V'yam Rav Shem Rav Yochanan, and he said this in Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, you could use one saw. You could use one saw of your Demai Tevel. V'chavron Alave, and the rabbis got up against him to argue. And well, here it is. Rav Sheshes says, I have a problem. V'amastisa pliga, the Mishnah is against this implicitly. The Mishnah later on Daf Ayin Aleph, way back towards the end of Demai. The Mishnah later on says, if somebody has two baskets of Tevel in front of them, if you want to turn the page and look at the Mishnah, it's not there. That's the only part of the Mishnah that the Gemara quotes. But if you look later on in the Ayin Aleph, the rest of the Mishnah, right? What's the person has two baskets of Tevel. And he says, oh, the Maisris of basket A should be in basket B, and the Maisris of basket B should be in basket A. Each one, I want to be mafres on the other one. Right? But he said it too. Basket A should be mesukan from maestros and basket B. Basket B should be mesukan with maestros and basket A. The Mishnah says your first statement works, your second statement does not work. Why? Because I say, right, basket A should be mesukan with maestros and basket B. Fine. But now basket A is pater mina maestros. It's pater. You can't take mina pater alachiyev. So once you do, I want to do basket A should be mesukan with basket B. Good. So somewhere in basket B are the maestros for basket A. Basket A is now putter. And now what do I say? I want the maestros for basket B to be in basket A. That doesn't work because that's been a putter lachiv. That's the Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah says. So then the question is: so what do you do? What do you do? He says that shall zuba zuba shall zuba zu harishona meuseres. That's what the Mishnah says. The first one is Ma'usa, the first one works. So the Pnei Moshe here quotes the rest of the Mishnah. You see the second to last line. Lefisha miyad, sha'omer shel zubazu, niskin harishona. Right? When you say shel zubazu, the second to last line of the Pnei Moshe, the first one's done. Ve mafrisha mimena shi petura lashniya shi chayeves. You can't be mafrish from the first one, which is now is patur. She mafrisha mina patur alachiyav. Hilkach. So what do you have to do? You have to take off the maestras from the second one. Now the second one has the Maestris for the first basket, and it's going to have the Maestris for the second basket. That's what the Mishnah says. Hilkach, Zorach, Shiafash, Maestris, Menashni, Al Shtehen. Good. So now, Vatani Allah, and we learned in the Tosefta, expanding on that Brisa. So here, again, the Girsa of the Grow. This is one of those Amudim that we're going to have to switch the Girsa a little bit. So, Notel, if you look on the side in Nagos HaGra, so Notel Menashniya, so the Tosefta says, how much Maestris do you have to take from that second basket? And once we figure this out, we're going to get to the kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan said you could take Meiser Sheni and Meiser Rishon the same item. So, but here, Batani Alotav says, how much do you take Minashnia? So you take the Gras Gersa is Shnei Pa'amim Shnei Yisurin. You take twice 2/10. Let's just read this first. V'Yisuran, and then 1/10 of that. V'isuro shel isur. And then a tenth of that. So you got a lot of tenths here. So if you look, and I saw the art school in the footnotes, they lay this out very nicely. But again, it's got a halt cup, right? So what did it say? There's three steps here. Shnei pa'amim, shnei asronim, right? Twice, two tenths. So how much is twice two tenths? Right? Twice of you have 100 saw in one basket, 100 saw in the other basket. So twice two tenths of 100 saw is 40, right? Because two tenths, that would be 20, right? That would be, and then you have to take 40. And then you take a tenth of that, which is 4. So 44 altogether. And then you take a tenth of that, a tenth of 4, which is 0.4. So altogether, you take about a little more than 44 from this basket. That's what the Mishnah says. So why do you do that? Why do you take that amount from this basket? We take a little bit more than 44. So in a regular, let's think in a regular, let's say I did my hafreshes properly. I have each basket has 200. So 200, if I did it in order, so then what would I do? I would take off Maaser Rishon. Maaser Rishon would be 20, right? 10%, right? A tenth of 100 is 10, a tenth of 100 is 1, so I would take off 20, so now I have 180 left, right? I have 200, what's Maaser Rishon from that? Right, 10%, I take off 20. Then I take Maaser Sheni is 10% of what's left. So 10% of 180 is 18. So if everything was normal, I would be taking off 38. Right? That would be a normal case. Taking off 200 would be 38. So how do we get to 44? That's the question. 44 plus in this, right? Because you did this unusual, I want the Maaser from here to be in here, and that worked, but then you want the Maaser from here to be in here, that didn't work. So altogether, you gotta take off 44 plus from here. How do you get from 38, which is the normal? Again, how do you get 38? That's the normal. If you have a basket of 200, we'll put in two baskets together. Right, a basket of 200 sa'ah, so 10% of that is Maaser Rishon. That's 20. How much is left? 180. Maaser Sheni is 10% of what's left. That's another 18. Right? So 38. That's what it should be. So how do you get to 44? So what you do is you have to figure out, and again, they go the Gra goes through this, and also the footnotes there go through it also. You have to figure out the Maaser Rishon of the first basket, the Maaser Sheni of the first basket, and then the Maaser Rishon and the Maaser Sheni for the second basket. So it's really four steps. It's going to be three steps. And we're going to add all of that up. Again, Maaser Rishon for the first, Maaser Rishon for the second, and then Maaser Rishon for the first, Maaser Sheni for the first, and then the Maaser Rishon and Sheni for the second basket. So first, Maaser Rishon for the first basket. How much is that? So we would think it's 10. The problem is, it's not going to be 10. It's going to be a little more than 10. Because I'm taking off Maaser Rishon from basket 2, but that also requires Maaser Rishon for itself. So therefore, they make it into 11. So the first step is 11. 10 for the first basket, and then 1 for itself, so that's 11. That's Maaser Rishon for the first basket. Then Maaser Sheni. So Maaser Sheni is usually from what's left. But here, you didn't take anything from the first basket. So it's all left. So that's why Maaser Sheni is going to be the same exact as Maaser Rishon. And therefore, you have 22. Right? We have 11 to 22. Again, Maaser Rishon. Where do you get Maaser Rishon from? You get 10. It's supposed to be 10. But then because it needs Maaser Rishon of itself, it's the second basket. Right? So you have to add an extra 1. So it's 11. So you have 11 for Maaser Rishon. And what about the Maaser Sheni? As we said, usually Maaser Sheni is 10% of what's left. But here, the Maaser Sheni for basket 1, you didn't take anything from basket 1. So it's still the same amount, which is 100. So you have to take the same exact as you took the first time, which is 11, so that's 22. Step 3, and what about the Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni of the second basket? It's an umdina. It's an umdina that if you use this lashon of, I want my maasers of A to be in B and maasers B to be in A, you want it to be equal. You want the maasers to be equal from each basket. So if you have 22 from this one, you have 22 from that one. And that's 44, a little more, 44 plus. That's how we got from 38 in a normal case to a little more than 44. Right? How do you get to 44? That's this Gruz Girsa. You have twice two esronin, and then you take a tenth of that, what's left, and then you take a tenth of that. So altogether there was 44 plus, and that's more than the normal 38 that would be required from Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni of 200. So where does that leave us? That's the Tosefta that explains that Mishnah over there. So now, we're going to use all this as a kasha. Why would we say on the beginning of our daf for Biyochanan, in our case, you can make the Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni the same thing. So says the Gemara, why do you have to do this whole fancy calculation? The Yitol Shtei, switch the Girsa, Esronin, we're on the second line of the Gemara now, take two Esronin, two Isarons, the Yasos Amsheni, why don't you do this whole, what Rabbi Yochanan said, get your Maaser Sheni, the Yifdame, and then change the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni onto money, so you're now it's chulin, v'yachzer v'yasem. And then make it Maaser, go off, out those four words, the Gruz Girsa, Maaser Rishon, and make it the Maaser Rishon. La Maisa, why do you have to give 44 in this case? 44 plus. You could basically half that, because make your Maaser Sheni into Maaser Rishon, and then you could have the whole rest of your Tvua. You're right, you're going to have to switch it onto money, but bring that money to Yerushalayim. But you don't have to take off 44 altogether. If you do the Maaser Sheni, and then you have the Maaser, right, because here you have the, you're taking off the Maaser, this is not Demai, this is regular. This is regular, the Tevel. But you switch the order, because in the second basket, you're taking off the Maaser Sheni for the first basket, but you didn't take off the Maaser Rishon for the first basket yet. So, the Maaser Rishon is in there. So that's why, if Rabbi Yochanan is right, that in a case where it's Shayach to talk about Maaser Rishon, even after you took off Maaser Sheni, you should be able to use the same thing. So why does that Mishnah say? You gotta take off 44 plus. It could be less than that. Take off Maaser Sheni, switch the Kedusha to money, and then make the same thing Maaser Rishon. That is the question of the Gemara. That's the question of the Gemara. The next line is moved later by the Gra, so we're going to wait with it, because the Gra says first the answer is given by Rabbi Hananya, and then we have this line in the Gemara. So we'll have to stop here, and we'll pick up with this in the next year tomorrow.